from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about the commitments North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made during a historic summit with his South Korean counterpart on Friday.
A lot of very positive things happened over the last 24 hours. We're in total touch with both North Korea and South Korea. We'll be setting up a meeting very shortly. We have it broken down to probably two sites now, two or three sites, locations, and hopefully we're going to have great success.
And says the president, he believes Kim Jong-un is sincere.
Oh, I don't think he's playing. No, I don't think he's playing. And you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far. I don't think it's ever had this enthusiasm for somebody, for them wanting to make a deal. And yeah, I agree. The United States has been played beautifully, like a fiddle. Because you had a different kind of a leader. We're not going to be played, okay? We're going to hopefully make a deal. If we don't, that's fine. The United States in the past was played like a fiddle.
Kim on Friday became the first North Korean leader to step foot in South Korea when he crossed the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders agreed to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. They also vowed to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Yonsei University Associate Professor John DeLury says so far, so good.
The devil is in the details. That is true. But it has to start with this kind of high-level political will. It has to start with the leaders meeting and seeing if they can identify a deal. And so far, there's very strong signals that there's some progress.
The summit, which comes weeks ahead of a possible Kim-Trump meeting, represents a remarkable step back from what many had considered to be the brink of nuclear war. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the White House on Friday for a one-day working meeting with President Trump.
We're working on a lot of different subjects, including trade, including NATO, including military of all types. And we have a really great relationship. And we actually have had a great relationship right from the beginning, but some people didn't understand that. But we understand it, and that's what's important.
The meeting follows a three-day visit to the United States by French President Emmanuel Macron. The back-to-back visits to Washington are seen as a joint effort to persuade President Trump not to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and to grant permanent exemption of the steel and aluminum tariffs to EU member countries. Now, speaking of the Iran nuclear deal, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing.
You asked if we talked about the decision. There's been no decision made. So the team is working, and I'm sure we'll have lots of conversations to deliver what the president has made clear. Absent a substantial fix, absent overcoming the shortcomings, the flaws of the deal, he is unlikely to stay in that deal past this May.
Pompeo spoke in Brussels in a meeting of NATO foreign ministers one day after he was sworn in. Police say at least two people have been killed and seven others wounded in an attack by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. A police spokesman says the extremists attacked on Thursday near the federal high court and that two female suicide attackers were killed. Maiduguri is the birthplace of Boko Haram's nearly decade-long insurgency and is often targeted. Accusers and supporters of popular U.S. comic actor Bill Cosby reacted emotionally on Thursday after a jury in Pennsylvania found him guilty of sexual assault. His defense team claimed that Cosby is a victim of a smear campaign, but that wasn't enough to convince the jury of his innocence.
Thursday marked the inglorious end of the once charismatic TV dad Bill Cosby, best known for his long-running Bill Cosby Show. The 80-year-old comedian was found guilty on all three counts of sexual assault, each carrying a potential 10 years in prison. A number of other women alleged Cosby gave them drugs and assaulted or molested them in their youth, but their cases were too old to go to court. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate named their newborn son Louis Arthur Charles. The baby will be known as His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge, Kensington Palace said. A prince who's the fifth in the line to be in the British throne was born April 23rd. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.